Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Wyoming Senator 77-year-old Mike Enzi died Monday after sustaining a broken neck and ribs after a bicycle accident near his home in Gillette, Wyoming on Friday. Mr. Enzi was a Republican. He retired in January after four terms as a senator.
Over the years, I've gotten to work with incredible staff that have made it possible to do more than a senator by him or herself could ever do.
Arrest warrants were issued Monday for two Aurora, Colorado police officers. The APD said it issued the warrants for officers John Hobart and Francine Martinez following a July 23rd arrest for a trespassing call. The male officer is accused of pistol whipping, choking, and using a taser on the suspect he was arresting. The female officer's complaint is for failing to report the excessive force. Former California Senator Democrat Barbara Boxer was attacked and robbed of her cell phone Monday while in Oakland, California. Someone pushed her in the back and took her cell phone. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get an infrastructure spending bill update with Dan Araki.
Negotiations over a bipartisan infrastructure bill continue while Senate Democrats are working on pushing a $3.5 trillion spending plan through the budget reconciliation process. Senator Tom Tillis says that package will do more harm to the economy. The North Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the Democrats' spending package will have negative consequences for several sectors of the country.
We hope that on a bipartisan basis, getting this infrastructure package in, we can set it aside, and then the president and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi can sell this additional spending spree and the reckless taxes that will come with it. That's something else we haven't spoken about. We've got to remember, it's corporate taxes, capital gains, family farmers are going to get hit hard. No one is going to be protected from the tax increase, which is another just way of undermining what was a great story to be told about rising wages before COVID hit our shores.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As hidden taxes continue to creep into our lives, many middle and low-income families worry about the cost of gasoline and the price of everything that has jumped dramatically since January due to inflation. Now California lawmakers want to tax where you drive. More on the congestion tax, Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
San Francisco leaders are considering a move to pay to drive in certain neighborhoods. Though a proposed plan is currently being studied, a base fee of $6.50 could be charged to drivers who make an annual salary of over $100,000. Areas to be considered for congestion pricing include the Financial District, Chinatown, and Fisherman's Wharf. California gubernatorial candidate Major Williams tells Fox News he's against the idea of a congestion tax.
Imposing this kind of tax is going to limit business, local restaurants and shops, which have already been burdened for an entire year. So you have to question, like, why is this, and why is it those areas that are most desirable that people would like to travel to?
Shortly after 9 p.m. Sunday night, reports started lighting up police switchboards about a fireball seen streaking across the Texas sky. Those reports came from all over Texas, including Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas. The American Meteor Society officially listed the event as 4002-2021.
This was likely not part of the Perseids meteor shower because it was not traveling in the same direction and was going entirely too slow. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. It's Tuesday around the world, just about. And Ed Pizzulli is with us now, the president of a Florida-based law firm, Tripp Scott, former chair of the Republican Party in Broward County, Florida, where all the excitement takes place. Hey, Ed, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I've had this idea, and you tell me if this flies or not. You know, Miami is known for spring break, but maybe we should have a summer spring break, and we'll call it a big field trip. We'll have all the nation's kids from across the country bust in to go to Calle Ocho there in Miami and get a real lesson about socialism and Marxism. What do you think? Do you think that idea would fly?
I think that would be great. An evening at the Versailles restaurant, good Cuban food, and Cuban Cafe Con Leche would be great.
God, you take it a step further, man. We're at the Versailles. That's awesome. Hey, I love how you travel. I saw Marco Rubio, the senator there, and the pride of Miami there the other night, along with, was it Ms. Salazar, right?
And
Congressman...
It was Congressman Salazar, it was Senator Rubio, and Governor DeSantis was down there as well.
Exactly.
It was really an interesting event. But look, here's the takeaway from that. We had Senator Rubio actually in our office this past Friday, and he talked about Cuba. And it's very interesting. He point blank said that this is an opportunity. It's a moment in time that we have an opportunity to put maximize pressure on the regime in Cuba, and the Biden administration so far has disappointed on every turn. And look, and the reason why is because part of the president's party sympathizes with the communist regime.
Unbelievable. Well, and let's face it, Ed, this is about voters. I mean, they'll leave our border open to the south because they see those as Democratic voters. They don't see Cuban migrants and refugees as voters for the party. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, to the point that, you know, he says he's shutting down entrance from these Cubans who are literally, you know, trying to escape with all that's going on right now with this. You know, I mean, this is a would-be revolution that's taking place here. And these people are not sure how to, you know, what to make of this. And so if they can get their families out, why not? And they want to come to the United States. They've already got family here. And the Biden administration says you're not welcome. Are you kidding me?
Well, I would also go a step further that unlike other immigrants, and I don't want to compare them, but many Cubans who would come from Cuba would be subject to that old sponsorship program where an American citizen living here who may be of Cuban descent would actually sponsor them into the country and essentially take financial responsibility for them for a period of time. That's what happened in the early 60s. It happened later on as well. And look, Miami, what's be blunt, Miami is the city it is today in large part because of the hard work and the patriotism of the group that came in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm. What did Senator Rubio make of this this panel or the special committee that Leader Pelosi is putting together for the January 6th, as they call it, an insurrection? Did he have anything to say about that?
No, he was more focused on Cuba. And Bill, mm-hmm. I'll share a personal story. My wife is of Cuban descent. Her family came over. Her mom was actually pregnant with her when she flew over from Cuba in the early 60s. And we went back there. We took my mother-in-law back there, and we visited their old business where they owned a lumber yard in Camagüey, Cuba. Mm-hmm. And my mother-in-law was crying, and the tour guide turned to her in Spanish and asked, "Why are you crying?" And she point blank said, "The last time I was here, my husband was walked out of this compound, out of the lumber yard, and by gunpoint by Castro's thugs, and told never to return." And so that was the first time we ever heard that story that occurred more than 60 plus years ago.
Yeah, Ed, this is the thing that's so shocking, that the kids today in America. And dare I say, even adults, because we've been quite spoiled living in the land of the free and the home of the brave. We've taken this for granted. We see it on nightly news. We may read about it, but we really our sense of reality about what your mother-in-law went through is just horrific. And I got to imagine for you, as you're hearing this story, you're thinking, this is another human being. How can we do this to a fellow human being? But this is what communism, this is what Marxism does, because you're not a human being. You're part of the collective. You're just chattel. It's just whatever means you have for the government. And then, like in China, once you've expired your means, well, then the last exit point is maybe we can, harvest your organs and get a couple extra bucks for your, for your heart or your kidneys.
Well, Senator Rubio, when he was here, he made this point. The point is that Cubans who are there in Cuba now are so desperate. The circumstances, hunger, hopelessness, COVID running rampant, all of those things are leaving young Cubans there who are on the island with no hope to better their lives. Mm. And in the end, when you take away that, there is no reason not to get out in the street and fight for something better. It leaves them little or no choice but to challenge the ironclad regime that's there.
Ed, and I hope they can appreciate as much as possible in the midst of this horror that they're going through, what they're doing, for the world in terms of the impact. I mean, libertad, liberty around the world is being heard, and this is the shot that's being fired out of Cuba by these courageous people that are standing up against this totalitarian government. And I don't know if they can see that, and I don't blame them if they can't because of what they're enduring right now. But I want them to know, and for other Cubans to understand, is that liberty is spreading. I mean, yes, we see what's going on down there in Miami, but look in other parts of the world what it's doing. It's invigorating and inspiring other young people to take a stand for liberty.
I agree. We see the same thing in places like Hong Kong, as an example. But there is a message to be sent to those of us who live here that if you don't think it can happen here, think again. That's exactly the message coming out of Cuba in the 50s and the early 60s. If you don't think that socialism and a totalitarian regime, a communist regime, can take over with ideas and control you, we should take notice of some of the things that we see our freedoms eroding here, and I wish that we would understand how fortunate we are, and to protect those liberties that we take for granted with the same vigor that some of the Cubans who are taking to the streets in Cuba are today.
I'll tell you, we can't get a lot of kids to go to Cuba, but I'll tell you, we could get a big number on buses, and if we need to give them masks, we'll give them masks. Let's get them down there in Miami and Calle Ocho. The Versailles is waiting for you. Hey, we'll serve up plenty of tortillas, whatever it takes, black beans. I mean, hey, everybody's going to be happy. We got tamales ready, too. So ready for a good time, but ready for a time to really understand what is going on and what socialism and Marxism is all about. We've got more from Ed after this. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Our Bill Maher Martinez here, and Ed Pizzulli and I have continued our conversation. We just can't help ourselves. We didn't get a chance to talk this often, and you know, he's an attorney, so normally when you talk to him, it's very expensive. I mean, he's probably going to send me a bill for say, hey, look at man, you know, I got to bill hours. I got family to feed here. I got the Versailles to go to, man. Come on, lighten up on me. Hey, Ed, we're so grateful that you do come on because you've had so much experience. I mean, we talked about your Chicago days and about, you know, the vote isn't over until you get the cemetery vote. I mean, let's face it, voter fraud has been going on forever, though we had a former attorney general, Eric Holder, who looked in the camera and said, there's no such thing as voter fraud. It's like, wait a minute, what world do you live in? You know, people are getting arrested, they're going to jail, and then here recently, matter-of-factly, now the Democrats admit that there was voter fraud going back to JFK, which everybody knew, and said, look, if the truth be known, John F. Kennedy wouldn't have been elected president had they not rigged, you know, Chicago. And that's what put him over the top. And so, wait a minute, 50-some years later, here we are, and we've been kicking this voter fraud can down the road to such a degree, and even after coming, you know, 4 years of investigation and impeachment against Donald Trump, $70 million of the people's money because the Democrats were sure that Donald Trump was a fraud and he had no business being president of the United States, and they found nothing on the president of the United States. And here we are with all this evidence. We've got over 1,000 affidavits, sworn affidavits from people, and many of them are experts in their field, IT experts. They've been involved in ballot counting before, and they saw the shenanigans, Ed, and now it's gotten to the point that I don't know what the Democrats are going to do with themselves, but according to the latest Rasmussen poll, we got over 50% of the country now agrees that there was fraud that took place in the 2020 election.
Yeah, so there's what is most frustrating, Bill, is that there is clearly ways that we could stamp out most of that. If only we had the political will and motivation to do so. The Democrats clearly do not have the motivation and will because it runs, in their view anyway, it runs against their interests. Mm-hmm. So the basic voter integrity issues are really simple. We want everybody who's eligible to vote to have an opportunity to vote. It's a very simple premise.
Exactly.
On the other hand, we don't want people either voting twice voting when they're not otherwise eligible. So, you know,
that negates a valid vote, right?
Exactly. So you water down the impact of the votes. And I'll share with you an analogy on this. Having done redistricting, congressional redistricting, each congressional district, when you do redistricting, has to be the same exact population. And the basis of that under the law is that somebody who's voting in one district versus another needs to have the same weight of their ballot within that state. And that's very important. When you take that to its conclusion around voter integrity, it is important. When you have fraudulent votes cast, you are in effect negating quality votes, eligible votes, and people's power at the ballot box, because their votes that were otherwise good are now negated by someone else's fraud.
Well, and people need to be encouraged, Ed. For the longest time, they've been saying, where's voter ID? 70% of the country. It's a lot of people saying voter ID. Let's have voter ID. Now, this is kind of an issue that even the Democrats reluctantly are, you know, trying to accept, even though you have the president of the United States saying, well, this is, you know, Jim Crow 2.0 and all these other, you know, very racially insightful terms that he uses for somebody who claims to be a uniter.
So I'll say this. In Florida, we'll talk about Florida just for a sec, because the 2020 election was run very smoothly. And I'll share with you, but some of that was because we had some hard knocks over the previous 20 years since 2000.
Yes.
But the bottom line is that Florida did get it right. But people had an opportunity to vote early. There was early voting, where they can go to a polling place to vote early, 10 days before the actual election. They could vote on election day, and they can vote by mail. And so all three three of those aspects gave everybody who wanted to vote an opportunity to vote. And the idea that somehow it dissuades certain set of voters based upon their race or based upon their ethnicity is just flat out wrong. The idea that you have to show ID to vote, you know, you have to show ID for a lot of things.
Exactly.
That is not a burden that voters have. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want everybody who is eligible to vote to have the opportunity to do so. But I also want to make sure that when we're done, finished counting at the end, that we actually reflect the vote totals that the eligible voters wish to reflect. And every vote, every legal vote needs to be counted. Those that aren't legal votes, That needs to stop. It is important that we have confidence. This is a confidence game as much as anything, Bill.
Well, without a doubt.
We have confidence in our elections.
Well, and the fact of the matter is, Ed, one party in particular has raised the doubt and compromised our sense of confidence about the vote, because every time a Republican gets elected, I think in modern history, every Republican president, there has been articles of impeachment drawn on every elected Republican president. The Democrats claim every time that there's a discrepancy, there's fraud that's taking place, nothing is proven, and yet here they've gone, you talk about going on steroids, what happened in 2020, to have this kind of response and for the people at this level of percentage to doubt the credibility of the 2020 elections is, I think, quite profound.
Well, I want to give some historical perspective. In 1960, you mentioned Chicago and you mentioned the Kennedy-Nixon election, and Nixon decided not to contest the election for the good of the country, and therefore John F. Kennedy was elected president. And so, you know, he didn't challenge anything, any irregularity coming out of particularly Chicago area. Now let's zoom ahead to 2000. 2000 is a close race. Florida was very hotly contested post-election by Al Gore. Eventually, Al Gore gave the facts were what they were, as slim a margin as possible. I was there. George W. won. So they won Florida, and that's that. Now, but then they spent a year or so trying to delegitimize the Bush administration.
Exactly.
And make him out to be an illegitimate president. It wasn't until 9/11 that some of that went away. Now we zoom ahead to 2020 or 2016, where the Democrats effectively spent 4 years trying to delegitimize President Trump's victory in 2016 because some of the Democrats simply couldn't get their head around the fact that some Americans didn't like them and didn't like their policies.
Yeah, and didn't like the government. I mean, the government had been disappointing him. It's like, hey, let's get an outside guy. How about a business guy? How about a real chief executive officer that really knows how to develop solutions? Yeah. Somebody who says he's going to be for the we the people. Let's try this.
My goodness,
look what happened.
Get around someone like Donald Trump getting elected by the American people, and in fact, there's great wisdom in the American people if they would simply accept at least some of that.
Exactly, and to what good, after everything is said and done, to what good did the Democrats and the Never Trumpers do on behalf of the American people? Could you imagine what our GDP would have been like? Could you imagine how we could have gone through this coronavirus much more effectively and not relinquished our freedoms and where we are right now? I mean, you know, they're talking about a new normal, but I got to tell you, this new normal is pretty scary because I think a lot of our liberties are, you know, threatening to leave the building here.
Bill, I would say Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, has kept Florida free and open for business.
Amen. Well, God bless Ron DeSantis, God bless Senator Rubio, and God bless those faithful that are behind liberty and freedom. And God bless the Cuban people, too, Ed. May God watch over and keep them safe as they get through this horrific period that they're enduring right now, and may they find more allies here in the United States. Ed Pizzoli, the president of Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott, has been with us. Thank you, Ed. Take care.
Thank you.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Wyoming Senator 77-year-old Mike Enzi died Monday after sustaining a broken neck and ribs after a bicycle accident near his home in Gillette, Wyoming on Friday. Mr. Enzi was a Republican. He retired in January after four terms as a senator.
Over the years, I've gotten to work with incredible staff that have made it possible to do more than a senator by him or herself could ever do.
Arrest warrants were issued Monday for two Aurora, Colorado police officers. The APD said it issued the warrants for officers John Hobbert and Francine Martinez following a July 23rd arrest for a trespassing call. The male officer is accused of pistol whipping, choking, and using a taser on the suspect he was arresting. The female officer's complaint is for failing to report the excessive force. Former California Senator Democrat Barbara Boxer was attacked and robbed of her cell phone Monday while in Oakland, California. Someone pushed her in the back and took her cell phone. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Grateful for Ed Pizzoli coming on. I really think we ought to do that. Let's get the buses from coast to coast. Let's get them down to Florida. All right? Spring break at summer. Think about this, okay? This is better than Bernie's weekend. Get the kids down there. Let them talk to the Cuban, you know, former Cubans who are now living in America that escaped the Castro regime and what they had to go through. And to listen to them firsthand. I mean, this is the best civics class that they could ever have. And you talk about being awoke, woken up to what socialism and Marxism is all about. I think we ought to do it. Let's just get them on the bus. We'll get them down there. You know, as Ed said, hey, we'll go to the Versailles and have a great lunch. Great. You can't believe the awesome food that's down there, too. I mean, whether it's the Versailles throughout, you know, there in Miami, it is out of this world. I'm getting myself famished just talking about it. Jeff Kemp. Is Jeff Kemp with us? Nope, I guess. Oh, you are. Okay, you're so quiet, Jeff. You're just so stealthy there, just in there. But thank you so much for joining us. Jeff is the Ivy League graduate who played 11 seasons in the NFL. He's been on with us weekly. We're talking about, you know, the most important things, you know, the eternal matters of life. Because here we are in the midst of a pandemic that's been wreaking havoc and fear. You know, our families are struggling, teen suicide at an all-time high. And a country desperate for a vision. You know, it's what happens when you think you got this, right? I mean, the Bible's real clear, Jeff. If you think you're all that in a bag of chips and you want to go it alone, God says, look, at, hey, I love you enough. I don't recommend it, but if that's what you want to do, you're a free will agent. You know, but I'm going to tell you, it's not going to go well for you. Just like any parent would tell a child who, you know, as James Dobson used to say, if little Johnny stands before you with his hands on his hips and wants to be spanked, then I believe he should not be disappointed. And so, you know, here it is. We stand in front of the Almighty God and with our hands on our hips and say, look, we want to do it our way. And God says, okay, have it your way. How's that working for you?
I think that going back to the very beginning, where as you read that story of Adam and Eve in a perfect life in the garden, where there was just one thing that they were told not to do, and that one thing implied you can make things a little more delicious, a little more wonderful than the way God designed them, and you can be a little bit more knowledgeable, kind of like God. And that desire to be in control and decide what's the best for me is what's led Adam and Eve and all of humanity astray. Yeah. And that's pride. And I know my marriage, my parenting, my business decisions have all been poor when I made them from, hey, I think I got this.
Yes.
I think I can do it my own way. I got a better version.
Hey, by the way, you're not alone on that, too, okay? You got company. I just want you to know that.
Well, that's the story of humanity.
It is.
We've been reading through the book of Judges, Stacy and I, and also at our church. And the real classic line in there that explains what happened is God's children, his people, the Jews, the nation of Israel, they didn't have a king, and the king was meant to be God himself, right?
Yeah.
They didn't have a
king. Well, they had a king. They just didn't acknowledge the king. But
they didn't. Well, they did. Yeah. And everyone did what was right in their own eyes. And they ended up having negative consequences and having the Assyrians and the Egyptians and the Philistines and all these other people rule over them and oppress them, just like today. Mm. Addiction, alcoholism. Rampant divorce, sexually transmitted diseases and pregnancies out of wedlock, and then the aloneness that leads to sexual trafficking, men consuming, you know, people for sex and paying for it, and others abusing them. Fear all over because of consequences of a broken world. All of this comes from everyone does what is right in their own eyes. And even, you know, today Christianity in America has watered down a lot of what the Bible says,
right,
and recreated a God in our own desired image.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want him to make me wealthy and happy and rich and healthy.
Yeah.
I want him to be tolerant and flexible and never give anyone any moral accountability. We recreate a God, and the truth is God is perfect. God loves us. Our brain is not big enough to understand that his ways are better than ours, but they are.
Yeah.
And anytime we try it our own way, we face negative consequences in this fallen world.
Without a doubt.
So the answer is humility. The problem is pride.
Yeah. You know, speaking of the church, Phil Hotzenpiller, who's on with us regularly as well every Monday, Jeff, his assessment of today's church is that it splits into two parties. It's either the believing church, which is, you know, conforming to what you're talking about, and then, speaking of conforming, then you have the conforming church, which is one that is adapting and conforming itself, not by the word of God, but by the word of the people. And again, going on with the book of Judges, and one of the key tripping points, and that's this whole cycle that happens, is that when things are going good, when things are going good, people forget God. They don't even thank God that it's going good. They just go, hey, man, it's going so good. We're so hot here. We're all that in a bag of chips. We can handle this. And they're off and going. And then all of a sudden, you know, judgment falls. And so here comes the enemy, holds them captive. And then they find themselves crying out to God. Oh, God, we've messed up. Come back. And God, in his faithfulness, forgives them. He sends a judge, a deliverer, to get them out of their peril. He readjusts them back into where they're honoring and worshiping God. Things start to go good again, and then there they are at the top of the mountains, all that, and they're a bag of chips, and one more time, they forget about God, and that cycle just keeps on going, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I think that to be a believing church means that you believe that God is bigger and better and more benevolent and, of course, more wise than us.
Mm-hmm.
And that calls for us not to formalize Christianity so that we can follow rules and try to get certain benefits. That would be a transactional faith. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's what happened in Judaism at the time that Christ came. They'd formalized the Jewish faith, and they couldn't accept the Savior because pride meant they would need to humble themselves
mm-hmm.
to his lordship instead of the lordship of their ways, their rules, their religion,
mm-hmm.
Their structure. Well, in many ways today, when the church gets off track, like the conforming church, they're coming up with new formulas that they think are better than submitting to God and reading his word and letting it speak to us. And sometimes they're reacting to those that took the Bible and turned it into a formula that sounded like human judgmentalism
right.
and meanness and we're better than you.
Yeah.
And yes, Christians, conservative Christians have done things improperly
right.
in that regard.
Because faith can be so ethereal. I mean, you know, it's so outside of ourselves. I mean, you go back in the Old Testament, and here they are. They're getting bitten by snakes, and they're dying by the thousands. And God tells Moses, hey, put a snake on a stick, hold it up, the people will look up to it, and they'll be healed. And, you know, and I think Dallas Jenkins depicted this very wonderfully in the Chosen episode. And you can sense this conflict. Not that the Bible talks about it specifically, but that, you know, here you got Joshua going, that's an idol. Isn't that an idol? You know, questioning, you know, but this is the conflict between faith and man's understanding. But he says, well, you know, I just got to do what God told me to do is what Moses says. So he goes ahead and does that. People are healed. And I'm wondering, here we are today with this pandemic. What snake, what thing, what faith object, what faith calling has God called us to that we would lift our eyes upon, that we would be healed and that this pandemic would go away to his glory? I don't know, but that's where I say, like you, Jeff, Lord, help me. Help us with our unbelief right now to get to that point, to see what it is that you're calling us to do in this era of this pandemic.
Do we have 10 seconds?
Less than. Go ahead.
We have to confess our sin and we'll be forgiven.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need Get Upside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free Get Upside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with Get Upside just for buying gas.
I always use Get Upside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free Get Upside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Again, our thanks to Jeff Kemp for coming on the show. Within seconds, it was hard to really, but he was able to surmise it. But really what it all comes down to is that verse that we've heard time and again. And I know people, some people have said, oh, you know, I've heard that so many times. Well, why don't you follow the prescription? Okay, it's right there before our eyes. I mean, we're still dealing with this pandemic. Fear is abounding. And God says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land. Is that not what we want? Do we not want God to heal our land? And for us, it's not to discover, maybe I guess it's a new normal, if the new normal involves God and it reaches to the heavens. But if the new normal is one that's going to oppress us and hold us down and cause us to conform to the prevailing cultural pressures, then I'm not in for that, okay? And I don't think ultimately you are either. But the difference between the new normal, God's new normal for a higher calling versus a new normal to the culturals pulling us down is the grief to happiness ratio. And this is where faith comes in, like we were talking about. Do we have the faith? That's why the cry of the people should be, Lord, help us with our unbelief. Because right now we look at this disease and this variant comes up and all this stuff. And, you know, we get to a moment and we think, okay, it's okay to stick our head out and see our shadow and get out there and enjoy some freedom. And then all of a sudden there's this new variant come in. And then now everybody's scared all over again and then some. And of course, then you've got, government policies that are entering in that's just really turning the screws on the fear. And let me tell you, that is not of God. Okay, God liberates, God brings life, and all these other things are bringing fear and destruction. So you choose who you want to follow. Okay, that's all we got to say to that, as Forrest Gump would say. And again, my thanks to Jeff Kemp and for allowing me a moment here too to expand a little bit more to bring us back to first principles. Yes, these may be the things that we've heard over and over again, but I think there's a time for us to go back and look and see, okay, where did we miss the turn? What things have we forgotten? This is a nation that chose God. God didn't choose America. Our pilgrim forebears came and chose God. And this is the legacy that we're living out right now. And so here it is, your choice today in this postmodern Christian culture that we live in America today. Who are you going to choose? You want to choose the culture that wants to keep you blind, boxed, and begging and fearful? Or do you want to choose a God that wants only the best for his kids that he loves so much so that he sent his son to be the answer, to be the solution, the very solution that we've all been crying out for? Samantha Mao is with us. She is the Good News Girl, and she comes let me tell you, she's comes with stories to bear here that will lighten the day and, you know, make you feel, you know, a whole lot better about, you know, the people that are amongst us that maybe because we're so fearful and locked down, Sam, that we're not hearing the stories of our fellow Americans that are doing such great things for people, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I'm just happy to be here and sharing the different stories. And there's always so many more than we ever have time to go over. So I think that's a good sign in itself.
So what's going on with this New Jersey man? He actually breaks in and breaks into a condo and cleans a random couple's condo. What was all this about?
This is hilarious because it's like one of those things you hear that this happened and it's like, okay, now I'm going to leave a key under my mat in case this could happen. So what happened was this guy, Lou Angelou III, he thought he was doing his job when he entered. It was a friend who had hired him and his friend's like, hey, you know, I'm just going to leave the key under the mat. This is my apartment number. If you could just go on in and clean it, that would be great. So he goes in and he works, and this guy really works miracles. He works hard. They kind of show the before and after of this apartment. And so he's working for hours, and then he gets a text from his friend, and his friend's like, hey, were you going to clean today? And he's like, yeah, I already cleaned, and I'm sitting here petting his cat on the couch. And he's like, I don't have a cat.
I don't have a cat.
Like, wait a minute, what's going on? Okay, so he goes and he looks, and it's the wrong apartment. And he got the numbers that it was like, they both ended in a 2-7 or something like that. And of course, the homeowners get home, or the condo owners get home, and they're absolutely thrilled.
And the cat didn't even want to live with them anymore. Now the cat's moving out.
Moving out with a new guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine, like, your apartment? What happened was they happened to have a key under their mat, too. So there was another apartment or another condo that was close to his friend's with a key under the mat that needed a good clean, and he did it. And I was just like, you know, this is one of the...
That's the deal now. Everybody's going to leave a key under the mat hoping some fairy godmother comes in and cleans their apartment, you know?
Absolutely. I'm kind of hoping that he ended up getting paid after all that, but it has to be good advertisement for him because the husband who comes home, with the wrong apartment, he's got a videotape. He's just like, wow, this is amazing. There is nothing like this. I mean, he did the dishes. He did everything. This guy.
Oh, wow. And he probably, he's giving all the credit to his wife. You know, she did such, when did you come? Did you come home for lunch? And you did all this during lunchtime?
Oh, wow. The wife was just as thrilled. I can't think of, like, a better gift than coming home and everything's
some
like,
strange man cleaning up this stuff. And then, yeah, because, the thing is, too, you know, the horror for most women is, you know, this is what cracks me up because my wife will do this, you know, like, we treat her, we say, okay, we're going to have somebody come in and clean the house. She cleans the house before they come. I go, what are you, well, I just don't want them, you know, to think I'm a what? You know, it's like, okay, why did we even have a housekeeper or somebody cleaning the house, you know? So maybe part
That's
of the
true.
Woman's angst would have been, oh, my God, my house was a mess, and they came in and did all this. But, mazel tov. I'm glad they had a good time. Oh, this next story is wonderful, right? I mean, this is unbelievable. Three women, they date the same guy, right? And so, what, they take a road trip together? I mean, this is kind of like what happens. You know, you find yourself dating the same guy, and it's, it's like, okay, girls, let's just go. We're going to go on a road trip, the three of us, and share misery, I guess, huh?
Well, I thought this was a pretty cool, and it kind of reminds me of a plot to a movie, you know? It has Becca King, Abby Roberts, and Morgan Tabor. They formed a friendship when they all realized they start dating the same guy. And I love this because, see, sometimes when girls find out they're dating the same guy, they get mad at the other girl, but that's not what happened here. They found out they were dating the same guy, you know, because he was doing this, of course, without their knowledge. None of them knew they were the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of this dictating something bad in their lives, they end up becoming friends. And not only did they become friends, they've converted an old school bus and decided to take a cross-country trip and document it together.
Yes,
I guess they found each other last December, and I just
so were these gals all in some proximity, or was this different towns that this guy was sharing his pollen with, or what's the deal?
Well, I think she started having suspicions, and mm-hmm. she traced them down on FaceTime, and whenever her boyfriend came over to her house in Boise, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
So she just ended up kind of contacting, I'm not sure exactly how she ended up figuring it out. And the guy was kind of like, well, I just didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You know, I just wanted to make sure I was nice to everybody. And, I guess that didn't work out so well for him, but it did for them. And
so he had plenty of love, but, in all the wrong places, I guess. And then of course,
that's right.
And FaceTime or Facebook, proves out. Oh my gosh. Wow.
And he must have had pretty good taste too. I mean, he liked women that were just kind and, you know, open mm-hmm. to being friends with each other. And I just think, think this is a really cool story.
Three new best friends, all because of this guy that had too much love and didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And so,
yeah.
Wow. He's lucky that he didn't get tied up and, done. I mean, it's because some women can get quite vengeful. You know, they don't like that kind of
stuff. Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's ever happened to me. I'm just imagining this stuff, you know, and talking out loud without really thinking. Let's talk about believing in miracles. A paralyzed bride walks down the aisle at her wedding. Unbelievable. What's going on here?
So this is one of those things. Brittany Bedwell, she was told she would never walk again after she was in an ATV crash. Which we all know ATVs can be fun and they can also be really dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
And she had seen her two older sisters walk down the aisle, and, you know, it had been a dream of hers too. And she'd been, you know, she went through depression, and it was like, you know, it wasn't just a physical thing. It was a mental thing. And she said one day she woke up and she felt a little something in her legs. And at that point, she really set her mind on, this is a goal of mine. I'm going to walk down the aisle. And her fiance had actually proposed to her at the hospital. And she began working on it. She said more than anything, getting past the mental part was the hard part. And recently she did. She walked down the aisle and her sisters got everything on video. And she had also been told that she wasn't going to be able to get pregnant, or she wouldn't be able to have kids again
mm-hmm.
Because of her injury. But now yes. She's 4 months pregnant.
Oh, go figure. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, let's walk even though you're not supposed to walk. Let's have babies even though you're not supposed to have babies. The miracles just keep on coming. Makes you wonder what's next, right? Can you imagine,
great.
Sam, was there a dry eye in that wedding?
I can't imagine.
Just hearing the story waters my eyes, you know, to think what that must have been. And, you know, and here it is, the groom sitting there standing. I mean, it's like, whoa, you know, best man, hold me up here. Unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I think seeing something like that motivates the rest of us to get through what we need to get through and come out on the other side.
Without a doubt. Well, congratulations to her and her family and her new baby. Now, some other stories we didn't get to, like, for example, you know, the men in blue that people have been yelling to defund in Denver. Let me tell you what they're doing. Instead of, you know, for a fix-a-ticket, they're giving you actually auto gift cards, so you can go and get your taillight fixed, huh? How cool is that? You got a Missouri realtor transforming abandoned properties into tiny home villages to give permanent housing to the chronic homeless. So much more right there at our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Go to Sam's Corner and read it all for yourself. Samantha Mal, thank you. Have a blessed day.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS?